Towards Another Summer, written by Janet Frayne and read by Heather Bolton. Now, journeys were not simple matters for Grace. Nothing is simple if your mind is a fetch-and-carry wanderer from sliced perilous outer world to secret safe inner world. If when night comes, your thought creeps out, like a furred animal concealed in the dark, to find, seize, and kill its food, and drag it back to the secret house in the secret world, only to discover that the secret world has disappeared, or has so enlarged that it's a public nightmare. If, then, strange beasts walk upside down like flies on the ceiling, crimson wings flap, the curtains fly, a sad man wearing a blue waistcoat with green buttons sits in the centre of the room, crying because he has swallowed the mirror, and it hurts, and he burps in flashes of glass and light. If crakes move and cry, the world is flipped, unrolled down the vast marble stair, a stained threadbare carpet, the hollow silver dancing shoes, hunting horns. It's no use saying, Freud, Freud. People do, you know, like squeezing a stale sponge. Nothing was simple, known, safe, believed, identified. Boundaries were not possible where nothing finished, shapes encircled, and there was no beginning. A storm raged, and Grace Cleave was standing in the midst of it, one hand pressing her skirt against her knees, the other pressing her dust-coloured fading hair fast against her skull. In these circumstances, it needed courage to go among people, even for 5 or 10 minutes. A weekend in Relham with Philip Thurkettle, his wife Anne, her father Reuben, and perhaps, Grace did not know, 1 or 2 children, seemed a promise of nightmare. No escape. 2 or 3 days. The problems of what time to get up, go to bed, what to say, where to go and when, had reached for Grace the limits of insolubility. You see, during the night, Grace Cleave had changed to a migratory bird.